Leadership isn't static. It's a dynamic dance that requires constant adjustment. In Leadershift, John Maxwell distills 5 decades of leadership wisdom into a powerful framework for navigating change. Like cheetahs who succeed not merely through raw speed, but through agility and quick directional changes, today's leaders must develop nimbleness in a world where planning horizons have compressed from 10 years to just 2. The most successful leaders don't merely react to change, they anticipate it, embrace it, and use it as fuel for growth. What exactly is a leadershift? It's the ability and willingness to make leadership changes that positively enhance both organizational and personal growth. Good leaders maintain their unique strengths while proactively adjusting to changing circumstances. They navigate the tension between stability that provides security and adaptability that creates opportunity. As Malcolm Gladwell observed, constantly updating your positions and occasionally contradicting yourself is an inconsistency. It's essential to good thinking. To leadership successfully, you must embrace continuous learning. Value yesterday while living in today. Rely on speed but thrive on timing. See the expanding big picture. Think about tomorrow while living in today. Move forward courageously amid uncertainty, and recognize that today's best will not meet tomorrow's challenges. The first crucial shift requires moving from self-focus to team focus. This transformation begins with a fundamental realization: you can achieve everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. While a group's potential always exceeds an individual's, this transition challenges most leaders. You must go slower to go farther. If you're at the top alone, you're not leading, you're hiking. True leadership requires Maxwell's leadership dance: stepping ahead, staying visible, beside, listening, and behind people, encouraging. Recognize your need for others. You can't produce orchestra music as a one-person band. Create an environment where people complete rather than compete with each other. Make the effort to understand others. Like in tango dancing, where the leader must understand how it feels to be led, good leadership requires empathy. Want others to shine more than yourself. Help others improve daily by answering 3 questions followers silently ask: Do you care for me? Can I trust you? Can you help me? While goals help you do better, growth helps you become better. The real value lies in lessons learned during goal pursuit, not just achievement. This journey involves shifting from outward to inward growth, focusing on vital areas and embracing growth as continuous rather than time-bound. To become growth-oriented, transition from a fixed mindset, intelligence is static, to a growth mindset, intelligence can develop. Make growth your priority. Seek opportunities everywhere. Ask growth-promoting questions, document your learning, and share knowledge with others. Let your love for learning exceed your fear of failure. Count lessons, not losses. By failing early, often, and forward, failure becomes an ally. Follow the hot poker principle by staying close to growing people or risk stagnation. Develop humility through honest self-assessment and believe in your value. You must see worth in yourself to invest in your growth. Many aspiring leaders focus on leadership's perks: control, authority, titles, and status. But real leadership requires shifting from what you receive to what you give. Your potential depends on paying the necessary price. This shift involves 3 price points. First is reality. Recognizing everything worthwhile is uphill. Leadership means balancing hope with acknowledging hardship, maintaining faith while confronting brutal facts. Second is example. Leaders must climb the hill first, seeing things before others and doing more. The final price is consistency, understanding you never stop climbing. Leadership demands continual sacrifice. You must give up to go up, and give up more to stay up. As Jim Collins noted, the signature of mediocrity is chronic inconsistency. Leadership greatness comes not from amazing moments, but from consistently doing the unamazing things. practicing, studying, showing up, working hard, and persisting through failure. Early in Maxwell's career, he mistakenly defined leadership as making people happy to gain followers. After 2 years, he realized he wasn't leading, just trying to be everyone's friend. To make this shift, prioritize doing what's right over what feels right. Ask what's best for the organization, others, and yourself. Value people equally and establish clear expectations up front. During difficult conversations, remember your attitude matters more than words. People remember feelings long after forgetting what you said. The 25-50-25 principle shows that when presenting a vision, 25% will support you, 50% remain undecided, and 25% resist. Your job is moving the middle 50% towards support. Balance care with candor. Care without candor creates dysfunction. Candor without care creates distance, but the proper balance builds meaningful relationships that drive results. The joy of leadership comes from creating, not maintaining. We all gravitate toward one of four zones: the coasting zone, I do as little as possible; the comfort zone, I do what I have always done; the challenge zone, I attempt to do what I haven't done before; or the creative zone, I attempt to think what I have never thought before. While we naturally tend toward one zone, we can choose to live in the creative zone, where we experience abundance and expand our potential. To shift from maintaining to creating, remove mental blocks like believing there's only one right answer, following rules blindly, fearing failure, or thinking I'm not creative. Build a creative culture by fueling passion, celebrating ideas, fostering autonomy, encouraging courage, minimizing hierarchy, reducing rules, and failing forward. Use the 10-80-10 process. First 10% identifies the target, middle 80% focuses on production, final 10% elevates quality. Think in terms of options rather than rigid plans. Value ideas, seek diverse perspectives, take risks, and live on the other side of yes by seizing opportunities. The final leader shift, from career to calling, should be natural, yet many miss it while busy making a living. Frederick Buchner described purpose as that place where your deep gladness meets the world's deep need. Your calling combines your skills, talents, and experiences to create impact. Unlike a career, which is about you and something you choose, a calling is about others, chosen for you and integrated into your entire life. Careers measure success, callings measure significance. Finding your why reveals your way, will, and wings. Your calling will match who you are and tap your passion. It will be important, but not about you, bigger than you, provide purpose, help overcome obstacles, and bring fulfillment. To find your calling, ask, what fills your heart? What breaks your heart? What lifts your heart? Ego drives you, but calling draws you. Successful people leave an inheritance for others, while those fulfilling a calling leave a legacy in others. The leadership journey isn't about arriving. It's about constantly shifting, growing, and becoming the leader the world needs.